feel the sweat. Oh, I'm just sweating like crazy.
Sweating to the old episodes of the Freedom Beans.
Now,
this is the Freedom Beans, broadcasting for Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. On your 3D glasses now. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state governments. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. Man. And I'm going to keep saying that, and I know it
don't
makes
say
you cringe.
State governments.
It's I'm only going to do it now because it makes you mad.
You're retarded. If you want to be retarded and niggardly, go ahead.
Herder. Speaking of being retarded, I went to the LP today and had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Speaking of being niggardly, I have an announcement. And that word we can say because it has nothing to do with the etymology of any other word. But I said that the other day, and I said entomology, which is the study of bugs. So niggardly has the same bug roots. Doesn't have the same bug roots as the word you think you're thinking of that you can't say on radio. So there.
Okay.
But Libertarian Party are retarded, even though you can't say retarded on the air.
Well, I like my Libertarian Party.
What? You made a mistake too, Jim.
I always make mistakes.
Steve made a mistake about you. I want to correct Steve's mistake. You weren't even on. But Steve said that he wanted to go to your state because prostitution was legal everywhere except Reno and Nevada. And he meant Reno and Vegas, but I thought that was funny.
Yeah, actually, there's like three counties where it's not legal. It's any county that has, over
20 people.
No, yeah, something like that. It's like a couple thousand people. If you have any more than that, then prostitution's illegal. But we're going to change that.
If there's a market, we can't allow it. Yeah.
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 Yeah, but I don't know. The LP was interesting.
More naked.
They were really a little overly hopeful about Gary Johnson. But, you know, the people on the higher up, they seem to have, you know, a head on their shoulders.
I can't believe you went to an LP thing, and I know you're, like, trying to troll them or whatever, but I don't know.
I'm not
just
trolling.
I don't know, man. I feel like this is my friend calling up and saying, I went to a Scientology meeting today and had my e-meters read, and it was really good. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to join them, but I'm going to go again because I learned a lot about myself. I feel like I need to tell you that, Jim. That's how I feel about you going to the Libertarian Party.
Oh, no. See, I'm not giving them money. I'm not helping them get anybody elected. It's just more like, oh, I'm going to reach out to more ANCAPs and, you know, preach the word. Maybe
you're going
to
change.
Hey, why don't you come over to my hangout?
Yeah,
we have good beer and we have anarchy.
let me know how that works. I tried to do that with the Ron Paul campaign the last two cycles, and they were still like, no, change the system from within, Ron Paul.
Yeah. How's that been working out for you, buddy?
Yeah.
What's the problem? There's so many delusional people. I mean, I had a chance to talk to James Weeks the other night. He's a funny guy. The guy who did the most libertarian thing. According to him, no. According to him, Lou is completely wrong about all that. But
well, Lou also said James Weeks is whatever book he read that week. That's his politics. So
yeah.
When Lou hung out with him like the last 2 years at the Michigan Peace and Liberty Festival, and, you know, maybe he was reading a lefty libertarian book or blog that week.
I have no idea.
From what I gathered from the interview that Jeremy did with them was that he was the anarcho without hyphens thing. You know,
yes.
The Hess article, which, you know, I have some issues with, but Hess, I kind of get it.
Right.
I understand.
Nobody's done it right since then. And Hess is why all the
Republicans
sound like... Like,
but the whole thing of trying to build bridges with anarcho-communists or syndicalists, you're wasting your time.
They want to steal my stuff.
Your time. Yeah.
Yeah. But there is some light at the end of the colon, and that's the name of the show tonight, because my health is getting very slowly better. And so there's light at the end of the colon, but we're going to use a picture of Bernie Sanders for that title.
Ew.
Ew.
It's actually four pictures of Bernie Sanders, technically.
Because he smells like a liar and tinkle and mothballs and socialism.
Yes, right? This is true.
That's what his one brand of deodorant smells like.
Yo, man.
By the way, I also want to. There's also another correction I should issue because Miller keeps saying
that Donald Trump. You have to start every on the Freedom Fiends. You have to start every correction with "I was wrong."
Oh yeah, I was wrong. Actually, Miller was wrong. Okay. And what he was wrong about was he was saying that Donald Trump is a liar, a socialist, and his hair smells like grilled steak. This is wrong. It's well done steak, and that's important because it was Donald Trump's
steak.
He likes his steak well done, which is rancid. It's rancid. Yeah, if you took it that deep, yeah, you're wrong. If you like your steak well done, you're wrong.
This is true. Objectively. Yeah,
you are.
Objectively wrong.
Supposed to be medium, right? Or do you like it bloody?
No, I know. I'm all about rare. Sometimes
black and blue, baby. Black
blue
and blue.
Rare. Blue rare. It's awesome. Ew. Yeah. And that's like one step even more raw. Like I'm starting to become a flame kisser. Just flame, like just brush it across the grill real quick. Just let it catch the whiff that there is such a thing that it's there's such a thing as a fire. Just let it know that such a thing called fire exists, and that's good enough for me. You know,
that's pretty much what the blue steaks are. It's great.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people will cook it. Like I have to cook those myself because you go out most places, they refuse to cook it that way. Unfortunately, here in New York, because of the stupid, the regulations, and we'll get in trouble.
The regulations, we don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So I just have to cook it myself.
And someone doesn't want a tip, don't they?
Exactly. The first time somebody ever offered that to me as an option at a restaurant, and it caught me off guard. It wasn't Outback. There's another one like Outback. I forget the name of it. But whatever it was.
Once in front.
No, I'm not going to remember it now, but whatever it was, the first time. Very funny. Yeah, okay. I just got that.
That was barely funny, but it was fiends funny for sure.
But anyway, I actually gave the waitress an extra tip because I was so excited that somebody actually offered me a blue steak in a chain restaurant. So, yeah.
Is this a new thing? I must have missed the memo. Isn't it a
moldy? Moldy is blue?
No, it's just really kind of hipster. It's like you have to really be in the steak to know about
what's
the blue rare
steak. Tell me, Jim.
Blue rare. It's so you have different levels of cooking your steak, right? And rare is considered the most the closest to raw, right? Well, there's actually one step in the middle between raw and rare, and that's blue rare, where it's just even cooked even less than rare.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's if it's good cut of meat, then it's really good. But if I go to a steakhouse and they have, you know, like the really good steak, then I just basically medium rare. And the reason why is because they have like a procedure that they do for medium rare that makes it really good. But in any other case, if I'm just going to any other place, rare. And but if such a thing exists, blue rare. If I'm in the mood, yeah. I like it. Delicious. I like it still breathing. When it's still breathing, that's when you know it's good. Yeah, like beef sushi.
That kind of sounds like our camping trips. Sushi. Just throwing meat on a fire for a minute and then going. Yeah,
you put it on a stick. You wave it through a few times. Hey, look at that! It caught fire for a second. You got to blow it out. That's good.
Yeah, like a marshmallow.
Right. Exactly. Oh god, I'm gonna try that next week too. You're gonna find me in front of a campfire with a steak on.
And that's how we lost a fiend. Jim mentioned blue rib steaks on a stick. Yeah. But anyways, so what's this about news articles I didn't get a chance to read because I was too busy schmoozing with LP members?
I think I
sent one out and said a new low in the pig economy.
Oh, that one was horrible.
Yeah, it's stealing. It's the cops stealing, and without you know they used to sell this as like well, we got to, you know, it's how we're going to fund the drug war and keep these people from selling crystal meth to your 12-year-old daughter and turning her into a meth whore. And, of course, all the Republicans said, yes, yes, please, let us vote for that. Lie back and think of Washington, D.C., you know. And they allowed it. You know, it's kind of interesting how conservatives hate every public sector union. Which they
except
should.
Except the cops.
Except the cops. They want to bolster the cops and the military, which don't have a union per se, but kind of act like the biggest armed thugs in the world.
Do the firefighters
and are going to be the yes. ones taking your guns when Hillary is their commander in chief pretty soon.
Do they hate the fire unions too, or do they like those? Are those legit?
No. Safety.
No, because there's no profit in it.
Yeah, there you go. I'll bet they'll start.
Wait, so they don't like profit? Are they a bunch of commies over there at the Republican Party?
No, but now the civil asset forfeiture aren't just stealing from the drug people. They're stealing from everybody, including the Republicans. Like, they'll pull you over and go, like, you know, you'll be coming from your church raffle with $5,000 in cash from the, you know, the fundraiser for cancer patients the church raffle did or the VFW did. And the cops will take it. They'll be like, this might be drug money. You don't have receipts. And they'll steal it. And then you have to get an attorney for $10,000 to try to get your $5,000 back. This is happening all over America to the point where cops now steal more money than the private sector, like than burglars. Yep. There's more crime statistically. Didn't the FBI even admit that?
Yeah, they published a report. Yeah.
I thought it was like 2 years in a row now, too, or something like that.
I can't believe people aren't speaking up. Like your
USA,
your America Republican people, you know, they tout the Constitution as this great thing. What about if you believe all that nonsense? What about due process and probable cause?
Okay, the nonsense you said nonsense. Just to clarify, anyone listening, we're not like it should be communism. No, we're like, it doesn't go not too far, not enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't work. That's our problem with it. No, we like the Bill of Rights. It just doesn't go far enough, and it doesn't work. That's why we call it nonsense.
Well, the Constitution hamstring the Bill of Rights.
Oh, yeah. Because they have the we can do whatever we want clause, the general general stake, blue stake welfare. Yeah.
Yep.
How dare you taint that?
Yeah, that I'm offended.
Blue steak and everyone's pot.
I have been tiggered, sir.
Free pot and a flat screen for every gangbanger.
Time to go to the safe space.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Basically, it's when the cops decide that your money is guilty, and they can take it, and then they use it to fund for themselves to get new equipment, new flat screens, new Xbox in the lounge,
new toys essentially,
hookers and blow, that sort of thing. So they take your money, they find it guilty, and then you have to prove that it's innocent, that the money is innocent, not you, because since the money is guilty, you don't get a right to be considered innocent until proven guilty. The money.
Oh, that's how it works. I was wondering how that worked.
Right. So they charge the money.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, so they could just take it. And you know, they just consider it suspicion, and that's it. So they have a new way of considering things to be suspicious because, you know, they like money. They decided that, oh, we can just scan your credit cards now, and if there's a prepaid credit card, we'll just take all that money off the credit card instantly. We'll charge your credit card for the total balance, and then charge that money to be guilty until proven innocent.
Yes. Well, this was in Oklahoma, where, if I remember correctly, a couple months ago, they were in the news for one of the states that supposedly was loosening up on their civil asset forfeiture. But this is that's exactly why they were willing to do that, because they had this in the works, so they can just they can get around the other ways of them using civil asset forfeiture, which all the people were like, yay, and now it's like, no, we're just going to do this instead. So, I mean, they claim it's just to get the, you know, the prepaid cards, because apparently there's like one or two cases they can point to where somebody was they caught somebody who was transporting large amounts of money, and was involved in like a drug trade or something, which, again, in an actual free society, this wouldn't be a problem because it wouldn't be prohibited. But for now, that's what they're dealing with. But they're also able to take all the information off any other card, even a non-prepaid card, and keep that and put it in a database, and then are able to track it at a later time if they decide they want to look into you for something else. Now they already have that information, and they don't have to go through that, you know, pesky little process of what they call, you know, getting a warrant and stuff like that.
because they are so annoying. Like, well, talk to a judge. And, just give me money.
Yeah. So it's just obviously another way for them to make sure the train doesn't stop no matter what. You get rid of one law and they just replace it with something else that's usually even worse.
Well, I had a different take on it, and I have to put on my tinfoil hat that people were telling me I was wearing on Facebook. I think that this type of law and this system of reading cards and everything to promote civil forfeiture.
Nobody can say that phrase tonight.
Yeah. I think it has the secondary effect of intimidating people into not using prepaid cards, because there are a lot of, I know people personally who are good, decent people, don't engage in any illegal or illicit activity, but they don't have bank accounts because they don't like, you know, the big banks and the whole system. They want to be outside of the system. So, you know, they'll carry a prepaid debit card to go pay their, you know, light bill or whatever. So you see more and more people adopting that mentality, I think, and this type of behavior discourages that, because, you know, why would you bother doing that when they can just take it from you without due process or probable cause? So I think it's another way to kind of keep people roped in the system as well.
Yeah, the bank that I have, it's almost like a prepaid thing, but it's an actual bank. But there's an app on your phone. So what you can do is you can actually disable your card from your phone. So if you lose your card, I could do that. So if they do go ahead, scan my wallet, take all my credit cards, and lock it, so they can't get all that money until, you know, after it's done. Like, okay, there's no money on it. You know, bye.
Oh, but then they can arrest you and force you to decrypt it, like they did.
Rubber hose hacking.
Yeah. I hadn't heard that. That's a great term.
That is a good one. I like that.
I can thank Michael Dean for that one.
Beat it out of you.
I think it's time to go back to the safe space.
Yay.
I hope those cookies this time.
These cops made me need my safe space.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms. Worms.
Candidate and why that's dumb.
Sure, it's dumb. Like, I got into a back and forth.
Oh, that was
Facebook.
It? It's dumb? Okay.
It's just dumb. I mean, why would you choose evil? I guess because based on this long back and forth, I don't know why I bothered having.
Because it's fun. We secretly like it.
Yeah, I think we do. We swear that we're not going to engage in that sort of punishment. But yeah, a friend of mine posted something about Bernie Sanders, and I didn't want to get into a long discussion. I just wanted to throw out the typical ANCAP libertarian philosophy and see if it stuck to anything. And I said that voting for the lesser of two evils is still voting for evil, and that there's no philosophical and moral difference between any of the major candidates running, including the libertarian candidate. And, this guy just lit into me. You know, that's what Ralph Nader said, and we got George W. Bush and a million people dead, and I'm a proud Democrat and proud Hillary supporter, I asked the guy if he'd actually looked into Hillary and Bernie's record, and of course he had. She's wonderful and promoted change and done a lot of beneficial things and meaningful in his life, but he wouldn't list them, of course. And this just went back and forth, and the point I was trying to make is that all these candidates, however less evil they sound, they all believe in using government to enforce their will upon other people. And I said, that's wrong. You wouldn't like it if I did it to you. You know, if you're not a gun owner and you're, you know, a liberal hipster who thinks that everyone should vape and, you know, not carry guns, would you like it if I used the government to say, yeah, you have to carry a gun and you have to go practice shooting once a day? Well, of course they wouldn't. And there's no difference in what these candidates are doing on the national stage. I mean, they're imposing their will. And a lot of times, as we've illustrated just in the last segment and all week, the laws that they pass only apply to us, the little people. They don't apply to, you know, themselves. So why would you participate in that system? Like, voting for somebody who's just a little less evil is, you know, better than voting for that other guy, that horrible guy, you know, whoever it is, Bernie or Hillary or Trump, or as the libertarians called it, Clump, I think, at the convention. So, and I just tried to hammer this point home. I wasn't rude. I wasn't name calling. I wasn't, ad hominem. I wasn't doing any of that stuff. And, you know, I got accused of wearing a tinfoil hat and advocating for the Wild West. And by the way, if you study history, the Wild West wasn't as wild as it was portrayed in the dime store novels.
That was boring.
It was.
It was very boring, but it was portrayed that way, you know, outlaws and lawlessness and crazy Indians, because they wanted to discourage Eastern settlers who were tired with the current state of things from migrating out west.
It's basically like Pahrump, Nevada. It's just blackjack and hookers and no one cares.
Yeah. So, you know, and this guy was, you know, he's proud to cast his vote for Hillary because she's remarkable. And then he just made the mind-numbing comment. And being a Star Trek fan I am, it just hurt even more. He said, even the Borg had a queen to bring order to chaos. And I got to thinking, my friend said, you know, if you have to use fictional characters to prove your political points, I think you might as well wave the white flag. And that was, and it's very true. And that was a horrible example. Like, individuals can't govern themselves and interact appropriately without somebody at the top telling them what to do and where to go. If that's the mentality, then we're doomed. I mean, people just trap themselves in the system, and if they think that they need this leader, of course you're going to get these horrible people, and you're going to be forced to just pick the lesser evil, because, you know, we still got to have evil. Let's pick the slave master that will whip us a little less.
Oh, you libertarians, if you had your way, it would be basically BioShock. Did you ever play that game? Oh, BioShock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired of hearing that argument. Because fiction, therefore reality, don't work.
Yeah. What? Well, and then he went on to the whole thing, like, you have a vote just like I do, so why don't you actually do something and cast it? If you don't like the outcome, that doesn't mean you're silenced. You know, I talked about peaceful, voluntary cooperation among consenting adults, and he's like, that is exactly how we manage a bloodless transfer of power every 4 years. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
What?
Wow. You know, and I think people of the libertarian and anarcho-capitalist bent, we are marginalized in their world. So to say that we have a say is false. But most of us also believe that it's better to, like, go and start a garden and, you know, do local activism. That promotes real change much more than participating in this false system.
Or have a beer and a pizza with other libertarians like I do.
Exactly.
Hoppe's Sobrital Removal Service every third Friday.
I guarantee you that somebody's going to come up to you guys eventually and be like, what's all this craziness you're talking about? And sit down and have a beer with you.
Yeah. You have lots to learn, young Padawan.
Well, and the whole thing, like, about voting, again, I don't think we need to go into the whole thing, but do you really think your vote matters? Between economic and political corruption and Diebold voting machines, do you think that your vote really makes any difference? I mean, it kills me. These are the same people that every 4 to 8 years they piss and moan that all these senators and legislators from the local level on up, they're all corrupt and in it for themselves. Yet they continue to vote. Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Not really, but I know what you mean. Not technically, but yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's a reflexive action for a lot of them because they can't think of anything else to possibly do. So it's just, yeah, everything sucks. But if I don't do anything, it'll suck even more. Well, no, it'll suck all the same, no matter what you do. Just the other thing is, like you were saying, it does, you know, your vote doesn't matter, especially on the national level. It does not matter at all. And the fact that these people get all hyped up and, like, so entrenched in this belief that their guy has to be the one to make things better. The president doesn't have any real power
now. They created the NSA and the IRS and a bunch of other stuff. Unilaterally, they could do executive orders for some things. They keep saying that, but then they keep giving him more and more powers. You know, it's kind of like the reverse of what happened with the kings in England, where they were giving up powers.
if you look at somebody sent me like a branch visual, you know, illustration of all the agencies under direct control of the executive branch. It's pretty frightening how much power the president actually has. Like, it's not constitutional or judicious or legal or whatever. but they can do it.
Well, no, but my point was none of it is. None of that stuff's constitutional. If you like, again, if you want to believe, if you still want to believe in that document,
sure,
none of it actually is constitutional. But the fact is that they're giving the president power now. But exactly the point, they're giving it to him because certain other factions of the government, or even beyond the government, if I want to put my tinfoil hat on for a second, have had it for a very long time anyway. They're just shifting it towards the president so it's more palatable to the people who still believe enough in the system and still have this crazy belief that the president is actually making the decisions and not actually just being told what to do, essentially. Like, they may have ideas, and if those ideas jive with the greater plan, then sure, they'll get to implement those ideas. The ones they don't are the ones you see that never get done despite all the campaigning they did to the contrary. So,
well, I'm curious. I think I've come to the conclusion, whenever we talk about these things to people who haven't come to these ideas of liberty yet, a lot of times they'll say we're crazy and wearing tinfoil hats, or they'll say we're not being realistic and we have to just work from where we are. Now, I've come to realize, and I said this to this guy, I understand that where we are right now, it's kind of hard to envision the society that I'm talking about. You know, it's going to take many steps to get there. It's not going to happen overnight.
Oh, no.
And I get that. But wouldn't you at least try to do something, start trying now? Or why would you just want to stay in a broken system and complain about it? Wouldn't you try to take steps and expose yourself to new ideas and expose other people to new ideas and different ways of doing things? I mean, it's like car maintenance. Do you want to not maintain your car and then just wait till everything's broken and you have to get a new car? Or do you want to start upgrading and maintaining your car now, so that when the time for change comes, you're at least somewhat prepared? And I just think that most people just want to continue with what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, they have a high time preference. They're like, oh yeah, like, I could spend $5 and fix it now, but just whatever. And you know, if they sock away just a little bit at a time and just hold on to your money, and then you know you could do well, and everything will be actually cheaper in the long run if you just think ahead of time. Plan ahead of time. You know, don't buy like the $1 bag of carrots. Buy the $30 bag of carrots and then use it over a month if they, you know, last that long, which they won't. But you get the idea.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's the same thing it's the same thing as the people who will even take it one step further and say, well, everything you say kind of makes sense, but it'll never work because it won't last long and another government will come up. It's like, well, no, exactly. that's not right either. Yeah. Like, you got to lay the groundwork and give it a shot, because, like, you know, if you give up before you started, then, yeah, you're never going to get anywhere.
Well, and you have to be prepared to fail and learn from that failure and move from there. And I think that's another area that people are just unwilling to do. So the market learns from failure, obviously.
That it does.
It knows what works and what doesn't. So I think we're going to go to the market.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
I heard a roar and I ran.
Yeah, Clint looks like she just wiped out Bernie in California. 60-38%.
Was there ever any
close? Yeah. Well, no, it was a close race, apparently. On to more pressing issues. Jumping about Google.
So I came across this article on cracked.com, which is just an excellent website. Whenever I need to laugh, I just go there.
It really
and
is
it's
a good one.
12 honest answers to questions Google keeps asking. Now, some of these questions just made me go, huh? And I'm just going to read through them, and you guys can comment as needed. So, number 12 is, does it help with, and some of the suggestions are, does it help with when a dog licks a wound? Metformin, does it help weight loss? Suboxone, does it help with pain? Magnesium, does it help with constipation?
Yeah.
The only one that I really want to know is, does it help when a dog licks a wound?
Well, my first question is, how many times does this have to be typed in to be triggered as a as an automatic answer?
I hope then, not a lot, but
I don't know. And yeah, what would possess a person? I mean, I know I read that, and I know technically there are antiseptic qualities to dog saliva, but still, like, how desperate must you be that you have access to Google, but you have access to nothing else but your dog licking?
Well, if you're on Obamacare, you probably can't afford to go to the hospital. So you got to have your dog lick your wound, you know.
Just put a little bit of peanut butter on it.
Actually, you know what? I didn't think of it that way. People looking when their insurance has been cut. Oh, what are my options?
Google and your dog.
I guess it's better than eating your dog, right? Using it
Thanks,
for another
Obama.
Purpose.
Yeah. So number 11. Aren't you relieved you're not a golem? That one's great. Aren't you Richard Simmons? Aren't you Richard Simmons' best friend?
All right, now that one is... Okay, the golem one I think is a line from a movie, right? But the Richard Simmons' best friend? Why would anybody ask that question?
Maybe a really Richard fat Simmons' lady. Best friend.
And maybe a really well, fat speak- lady. It's like a fat joke, I guess.
Speaking of which, the Inquirer has a bombshell coming out. It's developing on Richard Simmons.
He doesn't really
sweat.
Say
you thought?
He doesn't That's sweat. The bombshell. He doesn't really sweat.
No.
Oh, I thought it
no,
was...
They're going to release the fact that he's actually a heterosexual.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. All right. Number 10. Did you have a boyfriend? Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
How did this know? That's creepy.
Did you have a bowel movement in Spanish?
What? How is that possible?
I've heard some pretty strange things in my life, so I don't know.
I think it's someone trying to figure out how to say the phrase, did you have a bowel movement in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, that makes a little more sense. But the brain tumor for breakfast.
Right at first.
Yeah, okay.
Right at first.
But autocomplete is just trying to make you laugh.
But how? But brain tumor for like, breakfast, where does that even come up? Ever?
In some
you would think
exotic
even in a cannibal
foreign land.
Well, I was going to say, even in a cannibal society, you would think they wouldn't eat, like, the tumorish stuff, maybe. You know, like, I don't know.
It might taste good. You never know.
There you go.
All right. Number 9. Why is my poop green? Why is my poop black? Why is my period late? Why is my computer so slow?
Oh, the green poop is kind of easy. It's just you had too much blue dye.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Or you had too many St. Paddy's Day drinks, which is the image below.
Yes.
I remember when they had the Star Trek thing here in Vegas, they had Romulan ale, and it was just basically just watered down gross beer that they dumped all kinds of blue food coloring in. And that happened to me, and I was like freaking out, and then they were like, oh no, it's just a blue food dye. Don't worry, you don't have bowel cancer. You're okay.
That's not fictionally accurate, because Romulan ale is supposed to be really strong.
No, it was terrible. Don't recommend it.
Watered down blue beer, yeah. I wouldn't drink that either. We'll have to come back with the rest of these. But the explanations that Cracked put under the comments are really funny.
Yeah, whoever wrote those was really good.
Yeah. Worms. That's why you have green poop worms.
I think that actually might be a possibility.
I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to Lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Broadcasting through libertarian re-education centers, low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017, and in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we are back.
I almost forgot we were going to come back because I was too into my Old Bay hummus.
Yeah, it does sound yummy.
Snack time during the break.
Yeah. But before we went into the break, we were talking about that. Was that list you had from crack.com?
The crack.com Google, what was it called? 12 honest answers to questions Google keeps asking. And it's illustrations of what people type in Google search bar and the autocomplete, what comes out. And we got to number 8. I think we did 4.
Yes.
And I'll just review them really quick. Does it help? W. Does it help with when a dog licks a wound? Metformin, does it help weight loss? Suboxone, does it help with pain? Magnesium, does it help with constipation? Number 11 was still my favorite. Aren't you relieved you're not a golem? Aren't you Richard Simmons? Aren't you Richard Simmons' best friend? Number 10, do you have a B? Do you have a boyfriend? Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast? Did you have a breakfast? Did you have a bowel movement in Spanish? I like that one too. Number 9 was, why is my poop green? Why is my poop black? Why is my period late? And why is my computer slow? I bet those last two are probably the very commonly searched terms.
Yes.
That would and we just about got ready to start number 8, and it's, why does my daughter have bad breath? Why does my daughter have diarrhea? Why does my daughter have a fever? Why does my daughter have green poop? There's that green poop again.
Yeah, I think we've concluded that it was blue dye.
Yeah, bad Romulan ale.
Well, see, the thing is, it's different when they are an infant, which that one kind of makes sense. If infants have green poop, there's different reasons. I forget the actual medical terms for it.
I just remember getting it all over me, changing the diapers.
Yes, I had that happen a couple of times with my twins.
Yeah. Horrible.
It's just funny that green poop keeps popping up.
Yep. The moral of the story is never have kids. All right, number 7.
Wait a minute.
Number 7. Why does my da, as in starting to spell daughter, why does my daughter hate me? Why does my daughter keep getting lice? Why does my daughter keep getting worms?
There seems to be a lot of problem with daughters out there.
Worms and green poop. There was
like some sort of a limerick down there that we can't read. I don't even think we could read it edited because it wouldn't make any sense.
No, I can't go. Just go to crack.com and look up the article. It's pretty funny. All right, so
I'll put it in the show notes.
Awesome. Do middle school grades matter? No. I love these ones. Do midgets have night vision? Do midgets bite? And do midgets have souls? And underneath, right, there's a picture of one of the old James Bonds and a midget standing over him with a spear.
See, I was thinking it was going to say something like, "Does do midlife crisis lead in fast cars?"
Well, yeah. Of all things, going to midgets and all of those choices about midgets, I mean, night vision on midgets and souls. All right, I think they're thinking of gingers, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they like to be called little people.
Okay, see, I'm sorry. I am a parent of, you know, two little girls, and I still have a collection of little figurines that they played with up until this day that are called little people. So I don't think they really want me calling anybody a little people, because I'm just going to think of these tiny little dolls that, it's going to be even funnier for me. So maybe people should stop getting so offended at words and learn to get over yourselves.
I think that would be a very
This one disturbs me.
Can a human get a... Yeah, this one is very... Very disturbing. Can a human get a dog pregnant? Can a human get a sheep pregnant?
Oh,
can a human get a cat sick? Can a human get a monkey pregnant?
You mean that there's someone probably planning a fun evening that night that I don't want to know about?
I do.
Well, in answer to the last question about the monkey cracked put, please just end this line of questioning immediately. The FBI is already on the way.
Yeah. Well, the answer to the cat one was actually really funny too. It's easily you make them watch you doing the other, you know, the other actions.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be, and the cat's just staring at you. That should be the show image. He does not look impressed. All this right, one's gonna be tough. Number four.
I don't think you can say the first two.
Yeah, we're going to skip the first two. Well, how come a
different word.
How come a... Well, you think...
Okay, how come a girl can't achieve satisfaction? How come a man can't achieve satisfaction? That's the radio friendly.
There we go. Even better.
And... I love this one. How come a cupcake is not a mineral? I don't know where that comes from, but I just love it.
Oh, man.
And how come a ship doesn't sink? That's just not nearly as funny.
No, like, exactly. Where does that come up with? Even once, much less enough to trigger autofill.
Apparently, there's a YouTube video, StarCraft Mineral Cupcakes, Nerdy Nummies. And they've got it linked there. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that after.
Yeah, I didn't catch that the first time around. Maybe that has the answer. There you go.
Yep. Number three, why are there seasons? Pay attention in middle school. They teach you those things. Even though those grades don't matter. Why are there rules in croquet? Okay.
Because otherwise it's just people hitting balls and swinging mallets at each other. I mean, like...
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but it's not, you know, why would you call that croquet in the first place?
Well, there you go. Why are there Syrian refugees? Boy, we could do a whole show on that one. And why are there superdelegates? Well, that's easy, because... The whole process is rigged and nonsense, and don't participate in it. We went through that in the last hour.
It's the final failsafe.
Yeah. To make sure Hillary becomes president.
So people that get up and say, we need to stop the lobbyists, don't actually get elected, because those are mostly all just lobbyists that are superdelegates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Bernie was right. Who would have known? Anyway, number two, what is the source of Dimdale's new strength? I don't know who Dimdale is. I guess I must be missing something. And what is the American dream? And it's just that. What is the weather and what is the Zika virus? I don't know why that's number two. Those aren't very interesting.
Well, the Dimmesdale apparently is, and I guess I should have known this because I read it at some point, but it's a character from the Scarlet Letter.
Okay.
The guy Arthur Dimmesdale, and I think it's really funny that in the article as a reference to American Dream, they put the late great. He's dead, right? I think he's dead. The late great Dusty Rhodes, the professional wrestler who went under the nickname the American Dream.
Yeah, his yellow and black polka dot jumpsuit. I like that.
Yeah, like 300-pound blonde, you know, guy in his 40s.
Well, I didn't know he just died last year. I remember him from like when I was a kid watching wrestling.
Yeah, me too. And it was recent that he passed away, but I just think that's funny. Instead of putting like a picture of like, you know, that house with a white picket fence, no, they cracked one all out with the Dusty Rhodes picture.
Yeah, that's much better.
It's a big guy dancing around in skimpy clothes with black and yellow all over him. That's pretty ANCAP, if you ask me.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a good American Dream right there. I like that. And number one, what is autocomplete?
Oh, the irony.
Yes. What is my IP? I'm guilty of that one a few times. What is Amazon Prime? And what is the stupidest animal? That I kind of want
to. The American voter.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Oh. Shots fired. Shots fired.
So we need to Photoshop. We need to do that. Google, what is the stupidest animal, and Photoshop first response, the American voter.
Oh, I can get a campaign going like that. I'll talk to some people. We've had some success in the past.
Yeah. People voting.
Like the dictionary entry, just a picture of the voting booths.
Yeah.
With the American flag on them. Oh,
yeah.
Is that too mean? I don't know.
No, that is the best line I've heard all week. I got to be honest with you, especially after that Facebook conversation. Yeah.
I
want that meme soon so I can post it everywhere. All right. I'm going to get on Photoshop after the show's done. Yeah, so crack.com has some really great articles. You know, some of them are actually quite insightful, and some of them are just like this, utterly silly and mindless and really hilarious. But I try to go there at least twice a week to see what's out.
Yeah, I've been really happy with their articles, but as far as their videos go, some of them, like all the ones that I've seen, have just been terrible. Like they did one about how bad vape, as I like to call them, mouth fedoras, vape are, it was so cringeworthy. I was like, you're not even bothering to look at what the evidence is. Like, oh yeah, it's bad, therefore it's worse than smoking. Like, no, back up. Harm reduction
is through.
But they are mouth fedoras.
Wasn't that the picture in the headline? Some guy wearing a fedora just vaping away.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth Justice American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth Justice American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth Justice American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth Justice American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
We'll be right back.
committed a felony on national television. Did you hear about this?
Good for him. Please elaborate.
So, I mean, like, he committed a felony. I mean, you know, felonies are terrible, right? I mean, like, there's no excuse for them, and whoever did
it. Because we do three a day, and,
yeah. Yeah, like, they're terrible, and there's no way that you can, you know, live with yourself when you commit a felony. So he did he had the audacity to destroy a Federal Reserve note. He ripped up a $1 bill while making a point about the Federal Reserve. Now there's a video going around like, oh, he committed a felony. It's on C-SPAN. And this title of it, it's just him ripping up the dollar. He's not even like making it like, oh, like I'm committing a felony. Look at me. It was more like, oh, I'm ripping up a dollar because the Fed is evil. And but the headline of it wasn't, oh, he rips up a dollar and he may have done something illegal. It was, W. Perry commits felony on live television.
Talk like, about clickbait.
Yeah. Get that attention. Yeah. Well, isn't that what the media just does anyway?
Yep.
Well, sensational headlines.
So they have to do. So they get people's. It's the only way to get people's attention.
And then, yeah, then you click on the link or you turn on the channel and you're just like, oh, really? Click.
Or
done.
Or even worse, you make the mistake of going to autism plagiarisms. website and you end up having to go through like 15 pages to read an article because everything is like written in like large print, you know, it's ridiculous. It's
just, and then battling all the ads.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You have to go. Yeah, you have to click through like 15 pages and like five of those are ads because it'll let you go through like skip two pages ahead and then it'll be an ad and like maybe you get three pages ahead and then another ad.
What? Do you guys see the South Park episode about the sentient ads and yes. how they're learning? Yeah. No. What'd you think of that?
It's pretty much true, though.
Yeah.
And they're getting smarter. They're getting smarter. Yeah. Every time they come out with these little things like, oh, like there was one for a while where if you closed the link, then it would automatically open up another one.
Yeah.
Or it would create a dialogue and you have to like click okay. And then it would just keep every time you clicked okay or cancel or either one, it would open up another dialogue. And so this page would just constantly open dialogues and you were forced to basically, you know, do whatever it said. It's almost ransomware. You know, and you know, now they come out with ones like, "Oh, okay, you can just prevent this page from clicking additional pop-ups." And then now I'm starting to see like little ways of trying to get around that by opening up another page when you close the page. So it's like, we're back into this again. Yeah.
Well, I noticed there was one. There's a site that I'll click it on Facebook when I'm on my phone, and it's like superhero movies and comic news or whatever. And they have this banner right across the page, and you can still scroll through the page, but this banner takes up like half the page, and you can't X out of it no matter what you do. I haven't tried it on an actual computer yet, but oh, it's really annoying. But I'm curious, what do you guys think about like the future of ads on the internet and everything? Because I understand the purpose they serve, but everyone's got ad blockers now, like built right into the browsers.
Well, they'll just like Jim was talking about. They'll just keep finding ways around it.
ways around it, or they'll integrate the ads into the articles. That's what the new thing was, and that's what they were kind of mentioned on South Park, was that they had articles that seemed like news articles, but they're not. They're just advertisements for things. And I've seen kind of like press pieces for that. So it's like, okay, well, what if the whole entire article is an ad? The ad blocker is not going to block the entire page. It's just going to block the pictures or the pop-ups.
Yes.
So now that they're doing that, or they'll do like they'll have things inside of the video, you know, or things relevant to the story where they're talking about like, oh, there was something to do with Pepsi involved in this news story. We'll bring about that because they're a sponsor. You really hear him about like, they went home and grabbed a Pepsi. So yeah.
Well, I was actually talking about this recently, and I actually came up with the thought that I could see actually, at least with the current climate of like media, you know, in general, like I could see memes becoming the new ads for a while, you know, because they're used for everything else. Why not, you know? And they take up a lot less space everywhere. So I don't know.
And they're funny sometimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm going to say they could use those for advertisement because people are so used to seeing them and just sharing them mindlessly.
Yeah, that's
see somebody
true.
Hopping on that and using memes as ads.
But it'll definitely be more entertaining. So we're going to go to the market with some ads.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT no-gov merchandise. The BIPCOT no-government license is licensed under the BIPCOT no-government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT no-government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends, be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia, laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPstrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
He's nothing but a sick man.
You know, originally I endorsed him for president, and then I was like, seeing people getting punched. Seeing like Hispanic people getting punched in the face. It was really on the campaign. I was like, oh, okay, this is getting a little too out of hand. And then everything just kind of went downhill, and everybody was just on board the Trump train. Right into the wall, and I was like, nope, I'm getting off this thing. I was just in it for the jokes, but this is scary now.
Yeah,
you know, not to say that Hillary's great. No. Which, by the way, is fodder for my next story. I guess Hillary Clinton, while giving a speech about income inequality, because, you know, it doesn't matter if everybody's rich, but there's a disparity, you know, we should all be equally poor, because, you know, equality is better than, well, right?
Yeah. We as in us, not them.
Yeah, the royal we, I guess. Yeah. But Hillary Clinton, while giving this wonderful speech, wore a $12,495 Armani jacket while giving this speech. Now, I don't know if this was like her just being dumb, or if it was just kind of like a dog whistle, like, "Hey, rich people, I'm just fooling the peasants, okay? Just vote for me, okay?" Which, if that's the case, then I'm okay with that. Oh, okay, just blowing smoke. I'm all for it.
I don't know, that sounds pretty reasonable, but I just choose to believe it's just because she's that dumb.
Yeah, I'm being a little too charitable, I guess.
Well, no. I mean, and to be fair, she probably doesn't have clothes that are under $10,000. You know, I can't see her shopping at, I don't know, what's a cheap place, like Walmart or Goodwill or something, you know?
Yeah.
Those people don't grace those places of business.
By the way, I'm looking at it, and it looks awful. Like,
yeah, it's horrible looking.
They're showing like some of the other things that she's been wearing, and it's just like, it's my mother wouldn't even wear those. You know, and she's got the coin to actually get something really, really nice. You know, and yeah, my mom would be like, no, this is terrible. It looks like someone sewed it, you know, on Craigslist and was just dumping them off, like, I can't sell these, just who wants them, whatever, dollar piece.
Well, maybe that's the look she was going for with her whole income inequality speech, you know, poor, yeah. Poorly made, unfashionable, cheap clothing, but it's really
from
not.
Armani. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the garbage line that's thrown out as a joke, but everybody buys it because they think it's chic.
Sure.
Yeah. So Hillary took a lot of flack Monday after a report that surfaced that the presidential candidate wore a Giorgio Armani jacket worth more than $12,000. She was known for her vast pantsuit collection and has upgraded as a recent bid for president to appeal more relatable. How does that make you more relatable? I have more pantsuits than you.
I'm not a businesswoman, you know, in the trying to be in the boardrooms with my pantsuits. Now I'm just a flat out elitist. So I am definitely one of you guys.
You'll never see me in the same pantsuit, and I'm fighting for you. You poor people who can't even afford one pantsuit.
Hey, say what you will about Bernie Sanders, but at least he looks the part of crazy old man.
Right, because he gets all of his clothes from the men's warehouse. They don't even fit him right. He just looks like he's in he's swimming in them. He's like, I've had this outfit for 30 years. I ran for mayor in this thing, and it fits like a charm. Like, no, it looks baggy. I think maybe we should have Jeffrey Tucker on here to explain like how to dress to these candidates, you know.
Yeah. You know, again, it doesn't matter. So I don't think they really even care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, the most likely scenario, I think, with Hillary was definitely that she was just blatantly ignorant of what she was wearing. Because, you know, somebody most likely wrote the speech for her. She maybe read it once or twice before she actually went out there and gave it. And didn't even think about what she was wearing. Just like, oh, sure, whatever. It's fine. Inequality, no big deal.
Yeah. So. She just wore a Hillary.
No, she's like, look, I'm wearing a $12,000 pantsuit. Don't you want to be like me? We're going to elevate everyone to this level, right?
No. Yeah. I don't think they even promised that. They just want to make everyone equal.
Yeah.
Equally poor. whatever that is. Yeah. Equally rich or equally poor. I don't know. But equal. I never understood that whole line of reasoning. Just, we want to make everyone equal. But if it makes everybody worse off, but yet equal, is that better inherently?
Well, no. According to most socialists, yeah. We should all be equally miserable.
Well, no, because they'll argue that, no, that you're not necessarily going to be miserable. Well, sure, if you're forced to conform with everybody else on any more than, like, some minor facet of life, yeah, it's definitely going to make some people miserable. Probably most people miserable.
Look at all those socialist and communist countries, man. They're so drab. Like, the fashion, I mean, not that I'm any master of fashion. I'm a jeans and t-shirts kind of guy. But still, I mean, the fashion sense, there is none in those countries. It's all drab clothing, you know, that doesn't quite fit. And it all looks similar. And, ugh.
I think maybe they do fit. It's just that they've been starving for so long that they've just become baggy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's all hand-me-downs because they can't afford, you know, they can only afford one set of them every, like, you know, half a decade or so. So,
yeah. Well, you only have so much time. You only have so much time in your life. It's like you're going to wait in line for food or wait in line for clothes. You got to pick one.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think those aren't the countries that you wait 2 days in line for an iPhone. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think that the fact that they're so drab and like the color schemes and everything. I think that's got it done on purpose. The same way they do public schools. Or government schools, actually, where they paint the walls like these drab colors and stuff to make sure it kind of like saps the energy out of people and kind of keeps them docile.
Well, George Orwell talked about that in 1984.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, how that has a psychological effect.
Yeah, but it's something they've been doing in the government schools for years. They do it in I think they do it in the government buildings, too, to kind of make you feel powerless.
Oh, speaking of the government schools, man, did I get some dirty looks the other day. I went to some award ceremony for my kid at the school. And, you know, they do the whole, it was for the technical center, like we call it VOTEC. I don't know what it's called now. So they had the law enforcement honors and all that, and please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I didn't rise. And of course, I didn't say the pledge. And oh, all kinds of people around me were giving me bad look. Even my uncle was just like, really? I'm like, no, man, you know, just don't do it. You know, you want to, more power to you, but I'm not pledging allegiance to some inanimate object that, yeah, so.
But, and more importantly, boy, the reason why that whole Pledge of Allegiance thing came to be in the first place was not because of some, like, oh, we got to make America patriotic. It wasn't.
It was to sell flags.
No. Actually, it was written by Francis Bellamy, socialist, who was a national socialist, not just any socialist. He was all up in, you know, I don't know if, I guess it would count as anti-Semitism too, but he was all up into that that fascist sentiment that was around at the time, and he wanted America to kind of follow in that footsteps of over-nationalizing the soul of America. So he created this thing, and of course Congress goes, oh, you know, that seems pretty neat, you know, not thinking about the implications.
Originally the pledge was that you didn't put your hand on your heart. It was the whole, you know, Sig Heil thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they contracted him to write that basically to sell flags.
Well, yeah, he worked the story. Yeah, I remember when I read up on that, it was he actually worked for somebody else who actually had a flag company, and yep. the biggest recipient of those flags were the government schools.
Right.
That's who actually the bulk of them went to.
Yeah, and more importantly, like my uncle asked me about it later, and I don't want to pledge myself to anyone or anything, but I'm certainly not going to pledge it to what this nation supposedly stands for now. You know, I mean, drone bombing, surveillance, war, inequality. And no, I don't have a $12,000 Armani jacket, but you know, all these ideals that I'm, yeah, I wouldn't, I like my concert shirts and my ripped jeans, but, yeah, I couldn't see myself, even if I was like patriotic and everything and pledging myself, I wouldn't pledge myself to those standards and morals and ideals. That's disgusting.
Ew.
It just made me sad that more people didn't just kind of ignore it.
Yeah. Well, they blindly, they don't even, again, it's a reflex action for so many people, and it's it's sad because that's just another one of those blatant hypocrisies. It's like you think you're talking about this, you know, freedom and all this stuff, and then you're mad that somebody's freely expressing themselves by saying no, I don't want to participate.
Yeah,
and you get, you know,
well, but apparently now they don't ask you to leave the room in the schools. My kid was telling me, you just have to stand. You don't have to put your hand on your heart or say anything if you don't believe in it. But because my kid won't either. But yeah, it used to be that they'd ask you to leave the room, you know, so nobody would be offended, you included. They don't want you to be offended listening to it, and they don't want the other students offended by you not pledging your devotion. So, yeah. Government schools, bleh.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Programming them at a young age to deal with being offended as a viable reason to, you know.
I had the worst of both worlds growing up. It's no wonder I turned out so screwy. I went to Catholic school and got kicked out of there, and then went to public school and almost got kicked out of there. I even did college for a year. That wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I did 3 separate stints in college. Never actually finished.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. Well, I keep telling my kid, and she's in the VOTEC program, the vocational center, and I think that's the way to go. If you're a young person now, I wouldn't spend, you know, $75,000 getting a maybe okay degree. I'd just go learn a trade. Something that you can use in the market, which is going now.
Excellent advice.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. Catmuff is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help Catmuff help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at Catmuff, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. Catmuff, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
I've heard lots of lighthouses.
Yeah, that's actually the site I'm on right here. And yeah, a lot of these are me.
But you have an interesting one.
Yeah, what redemption in the third act? Well, I know that when I travel, which is like once every 3 years, I have this horrible, horrible problem of, you know, I'm in my hotel room and I just bought a beer and there's no fridge and I want a cold beer. So what am I going to do? Well, apparently, according to this reader on Lifehacker, he says, all you have to do is just line up your bottles in front of the air conditioner in the hotel room and turn it up full blast. And after about 15 minutes, you get a nice cold beer.
Will that actually work? Is it actually cold enough?
I don't know. Well, when I travel 3 years from now, I'll let you know.
See, here's what I do. Here's what I do. And you're probably going to get, I don't know, probably not. But what I do is I get, like, if they have one of those plastic waste baskets that's waterproof, what I do is I take it into the shower and I wash it out with soap, whatever soap that they have. And I wash it out with soap. And then I go get, like, a bucket, the bucket's full of ice. And I just put my beer in there, in the trash can. And then just start going back and forth in the ice machine, just dumping ice in there until it's full.
And oh, I like that idea better. That's way better. Yeah,
I used to do that all the time, but I don't know if they didn't like that, but yeah,
works. Well, I think I just
wash it first. You don't know where it's been or what people have done to that. Yeah,
that's probably a good idea.
Borrow the cleaning lady's supplies.
No
trash can. What's her name?
Oh,
I don't know. You know her name?
The chicken family guy, you know, the Mexican
Consuela,
chick.
Consuela, or no?
Consuela, yeah.
Is that it? I don't remember. Yeah. I'm drawing up, I think.
No. He know here.
I don't know. The air conditioning thing, though, would that actually, would that actually work? Because what's the minimum temperature on most air conditioners? 60 degrees, right?
Yeah, I know it can get pretty cold. I actually did go. I went down to Foxwoods a couple months ago, and we stayed in the hotel and cranked the AC on there for a little while, and it got cold. So that might work, you know.
Well, I guess if you don't have the necessary waste basket, and or a faulty ice machine for some reason. Or the ice machine is just too far away and you don't actually want to make the haul back and forth to fill the whole thing up.
Yep.
You try that. I don't know if it works, it works.
Yeah. Or you could just get the bag, the trash bags. Just get a clean trash bag and then put it in there. If that's what they don't have. But it's a little bit more clunky and it's hard to get keep the ice around the thing. This is coming from experience, by the way. There's a little bit of trouble with that. But other than that, yeah. It usually works. You get the trash can. Works every time. It doesn't fit much, though. You know, a couple of bombers, but that's about it.
So you knock on your neighbor's door and be like, can I borrow your trash can?
I need one more trash can. We're going to need a lot of trash here. I don't know if he's gone. All right, dump it out.
I need to keep my beer cold.
See, this is just another reason that I'm glad I don't drink beer anymore.
Yeah, you're a loser. Anyways, so like, there's also like the mini fridges that they have, but the problem is if you put things in the mini fridge, you put things in the mini fridge, like sometimes it'll knock things over and there's like sensors in them, right? And then they'll charge you for things. I know they do that with the
what
top load thing. Oh. Yeah, I know they do that with the, little table at the bar. Excuse me, the table. You know, like on your dresser or whatever, they'll have little things, and there's little sensors in there that tell if you pick something out. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I don't know if they do that for the refrigerator, but I'm always scared that they do, so I never use the mini fridge if they have that sort of mini bar thing going on, which sucks because that's free refrigeration right there.
Yeah,
make multiple trips to the ice machine. That's not cool.
I don't know. I like the trash can idea better.
Okay,
I think that one's way better. So yeah, there's your redemption: how to chill your beer in a hotel room. Trash cans and ice machines. You know, you could market that idea. I'm sure you could. There's somebody out there.
Now, if you want to be brazen, take the whole trash can to the ice machine
and just scoop it right in. See, that's probably what I would do, because I wouldn't be making these trips back and forth. No.
You going to stop me? I don't think so. I'm paying. Yeah.
Well, good show, guys. Good show.
Yep, great show.
Great show. Wonderful show.
Good night and good morning to all who listen.
I can do it. I can do a solid take. As long as you're not a government... As long as you're not a government or a government agent, and don't advocate for governments in any way. Okay, so as long as you're not a government... Or government agent, or is it and or?
Or.
Okay. As long as you're not a government, or a government agent, or don't have, damn it. That one's tough.
Oh, it should be or advocate for governments in any way. Sorry.
Okay. As long as you're not a government or a government agent, or don't have, or you don't advocate.
No, or advocate. Or you don't. And how about advocate. And you don't advocate? Yeah, and you don't advocate.
Okay, so just basically read it. Or okay, so just read it as is. Can I do that one right? I think.
Yeah, you're losing your accent though. You're sounding more like he who cannot be named, and less like Jimmy Olsen. That's great.
Be the coolest kid at the Fiend.
Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling on Bipcot.org.
Laugh. There are Bipcot t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, bracelets, stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol back plates. Glock pistol black back plates. Glock pistol back plates. Glock pistol
back plates. Yeah. I lost you for a sec. Hang on, let me get you back.
There are t-shirts.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Dust.
And even Glock pistol backplates.
Perfect.
You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends.
There we go. That one okay.
Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
That was sexy. Okay, come on.
Not a guarantee. That's all I had. That's all I did.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
God, I can tell you don't mean it. Everything else I could was believable. That one
that's why I was pumping myself up like that.
Okay, just do it again. Just do it like, God bless each and every one of you.
Okay.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
God, it still sounds like a curse the way you say it.
Really?
I'll probably use Diana for that line, but try doing it again. Just try to make it light. You're making it real, like God bless, or I'll serious. Kick your ass. Get out, or go to Somalia. It kind of sounds like that. Like, yeah, say it like you're saying like coming out in me. Say it like your beloved grandfather would say it. You know, and you'd like, you'd go, okay, Gramps, I love you too. You know, like that.
I don't think what Grandpa Rocco would have said would be radio friendly. So.
Okay, Rocco.
All right,
mafioso.
All right. I'll try this again. God bless America. Oh, no. See, I just screwed it up. All right. Try this again. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Try it again. That's closer. That's closer. Yeah, it's a Diana line. But I'm going to try it again. Mm-hmm.
Sure. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
All right, I think I can work with that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America, and the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state, because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Even with free Android apps, just do that.
Even with free Android apps. Or should I emphasize time? Free?
Even with, yeah.
Even, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Even with free Android apps.
Wait until I'm done saying go ahead and then start.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Even with free Android apps.
That's a little too, don't accent free that much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Even with free Android apps.
Cool. Okay, now do the last line. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America. And try to make it sound really sincere and cheery and not like overt and sarcastic.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Ready?
Yep.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Yeah, do it again. Don't, that's closer, but don't emphasize the word God so much. It sounds sarcastic.
Okay. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Perfect. Cool.